Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
October's here, and so is the return of chilly air. It's actually felt great here the last couple of days. If you've got older windows, like 10 years of age or older, and they're stuck, they're cracked, you've got cooler air seeping into your home. You can eliminate all of those annoying drafts once and for all with top-quality replacement windows from Window Nation. Window Nation has some of the best and most efficient replacement windows out there. Their installation crews finish the job in a day or less, so you can get back to your daily routine with minimal interruption. Window Nation offers a lifetime warranty on all of their windows, so you can relax knowing your home is protected far into the future. This month, when you buy two windows, you'll get two for free. There's no limit, and your total price includes one-day installation. Plus, Window Nation is offering the option of not paying anything for 2 years. No down payment, no monthly payments, and no interest charged until the year 2027. That's a big deal and a big savings opportunity with the holidays right around the corner. Put an end to your window problems before the beautiful fall weather ends. Call Window Nation at 866-90-NATION or go to windownation.com. Mention my name. They'll come out and give you a free, no risk, no obligation in-home estimate in an hour or less. Get started and do it before October 31st to save big. 866-90-NATION, windownation.com. So I've talked about Steve Suter, who's been doing kind of a Cooley-style film breakdown of Washington's games. Steve was one of the greatest punt returners in the history of college football. He held multiple records when he left Maryland in the early 2000s, held almost every ACC record when he left. He calls the games on the home for Maryland football right here on the Team 980 with Johnny Holiday. He'll be on the call of the Terps game Saturday. Coverage begins at 2:30, kickoff at 3:30. But Steve is really good at kind of analyzing film as a guy who's played and coached. He's into this, and so this was his third game of breaking down film, and we start each of these days off with him just kind of giving an overview of what he thought of the game, and this pretty much sums up everything here over the next 12 minutes. You'll hear the first 12 minutes of what Steve had to say.
Yeah, tough game for sure. Man, I guess I have to start, we might end here too, but overall impressions defensively is not as high as it was watching weeks one through three for sure. And then I quickly think the death of this team, in my opinion, is going to be the secondary and their miscues. It's all too often and obvious. It's too easy to confuse the secondary, way too easy to confuse them. And I mean by any type of motion, long motion, short motion, they mess up in the secondary four of the first, you know, like seven pass plays that they need to be efficient in the secondary and pass coverage. It's too easy. If I was an offensive coordinator, if I was a team watching film on the Commanders, I would motion almost every play against the Commanders because of that fact. They can't communicate it correctly, and it's astounding to me because I've had several conversations of my highly intelligent defensive friends, and I've asked, how do they keep messing this up? How can you not know if you're passing off a player, if you're locking on a defender, if you're going to play inside, outside on two guys? how do they keep getting this wrong week after week? And I've been told, and which seems obvious, like this stuff is all ironed out through the week. You should know going in what you're doing in the secondary. Are you passing guys off? Are you locking on? Are you going to play inside out? Are you going to play short and deep? How are you going to handle motion? And it just seems like throughout the game they change their mind because they're indecisive. And this was really obvious to me watching the game. They wanted to run some man coverage early on. They wanted to be effective in that regard, but the secondary couldn't handle it. There was a couple early miscues, and then you leaned on zone coverage because you don't want to give up the big busted coverage because you're not getting that right. Well, the Falcons caught on to this, so they're just calling zone beater after zone beater through late in the second quarter, all through the second half, and they're getting what they want. So it was just too easy for them from a play calling standpoint, because it was so obvious that you can't cover man coverage because of the motions. So defensively, very disappointing, and that's just from the secondary. Up front, the worst game I've seen so far that we've broken down from the front guys, especially the A-gaps. They were not good. When I say A-gaps, you're 1-3 techniques. So that includes Payne, that includes Kinlaw, Goldman, guys of that nature, Newton. So Wagner and Louisville had guys on them all game because those guys up front weren't eating up the double teams like they should to allow Wagner to then roam free and Louisville to roam free and try to make plays in a run game. So they were at a disadvantage from that standpoint, the linebacking level, because the defensive line was just letting guys get on them all game. And we'll probably get into one more specifically, but really disappointing up front from those guys. So you really didn't play a sound game at any level on defense, and that's why you give up so many points. It's just too easy. And then when you're in position, missed tackles. So it was a rough film to break down defensively. So quickly on the offensive side, right? Couldn't get into rhythm early. Did very few plays in the first half because of the Falcons, went on a long sustaining drive there.
Right.
But you could tell that it looked like Kingsbury wanted to try to establish one early. It comes out in the sixth lineman that we talked about last week where they ran it 19 times. This is where he got too cute for me. He comes out with the sixth lineman on the first play, and he hands the ball off to Debo in the jet sweep. I think he thinks, Falcons just watched me run this personnel 19 times, and we're pounding guys. So we're going to come out in this 6-0 lineman, but we're not going to pound it. We're going to try to trick you here with this little jet sweep with Debo. I don't like that call to start. I think you should try to – let's put the six guys out there and see if you can still pound them, even though they know it's coming. So you get behind the chains there, you go 3-and-out, and then you don't get the ball back for a while, and then you have a really bad possession there. So he couldn't get into rhythm offensively in the first half, and then it was not a great game for Mariota. He made a bunch of mistakes that I watched in tights. There was no way to get into a rhythm. Come out in the second half and played bad football offensively. You come out of the third quarter, you need to establish something, you're behind, and then you had penalty after penalty. I don't know how they – I mean, I know how they got that field goal coming out of halftime because Mariota scrambles for 22 yards,
right.
But there were no positive plays before that. So you're lucky to get that three there.
Well, the first play of that drive was the 16-yard run by Bill.
Yeah. So offensively, just not effective, not efficient. Somebody was messing up almost every snap, and they just – couldn't maintain. And with that said, still were in the game and still had an offense that could put points on the board. I think this offense can move the ball both ways. They can move it in the air, and I think they have a really good ground game. So if they can stay into a game where their defense isn't giving up 30, 40 points like they're about to do, I think you have a really strong chance to be in the game offensively throughout the season. It's leaning now on the defense. Can you keep them in it? That's kind of how it's spinning to me as I'm watching now my third game, breaking it down extensively.
Interesting on Mariota. I can't wait to hear more about his day from your film perspective. But I want to ask you about what you started with, the defense and the issues related to the defense and the coverage in particular, although you also said up front they didn't play well. So we've been talking about this all week, and I think it's really hard from a fan perspective, but you are expert at this, so is this more coaching, scheme, play calling, or is it personnel?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's yes and yes. And it's yes because the coaching, like I mentioned there in the beginning, this stuff about ironing out what you're doing in man coverage, you have to figure that out throughout the week. So that is all coaching. How are you not getting these guys on the same page game after game is very, very confusing in mind boggling. You just don't get it. You should be able to say throughout the week, we're either passing guys off or we're locking. I think you should be able to do it series by series. I don't understand how that's not a thing. You should be able to go out on the first series and tell your entire secondary, hey, we're in man coverage, we're locking on this series just to show them something different. And then the next series, you should be able to go out and tell your secondary, hey, we're going to pass off. I don't see how that's that complicated. Now, I know I'm not in the trenches and under the fire, but these are NFL players who have played in the secondary almost their entire lives when they've played football, and how that you can't just put that in their brains is mind-boggling. So that is coaching for sure. You got to iron this stuff out throughout the week. And then the second part of that question is also yes. They got nobody that can lock down a man coverage. You don't have a man coverage lockdown guy in this secondary. So when you do go to man coverage, like sometimes they want to run, you don't have – somebody's open every time. Somebody's getting beat in the man coverage every time. And if it's me, and I made a note to myself, if I'm an opposing quarterback against this defense and I know I got man coverage, I'm looking for Sandra Still and I'm looking for Lattimore. I'm going right at him. Those are my two matchups. I haven't seen Lattimore break up a pass in the three games in man coverage where I said, oh, man, he was on that. And that definitely goes with Sandra Still. So I'm pinpointing those dudes out pre-snap. If I think I have man coverage, I'm looking at them pre-snap. Post-snap, I'm going to confirm my read, and I'm taking my shot. So that's a personnel thing. They try to play zone and try to switch it up because I don't think they trust their team in man coverage for the reasons I've already explained. And then if a team is sniffing it out and they're ready to call zone beaters, then it's not much you can do when I'm in zone and you call a play that beats my zone. That's not really a personnel. That's a coach's thing too. So he's kind of handcuffed. He is. He wants to play man coverage because he doesn't trust them in zone, or he wants to play man coverage because he thinks that the covers are a win on the play, and either personnel lets him down or communication lets him down. So they're in a tough spot in a second. I mean, it's my first note. This is the death of the team. This is why they probably won't go very far if they lucky enough to get to the playoffs. It's just too easy to pick them apart in the secondary. And that was evident all through the game. There's, you don't have to look any further. If you just like look up, down, and distance, or even if you had a feel, every third and long, every second and long, Falcons got chunks, and it was just too easy to get back on schedule for them to get back to a first down or be third and one after it was second and eight. And it's because it's too easy to take chunks off of this defense.
Yeah, and the only way you can make that back end better is with a really strong pass rush, and they didn't have it in this game, right?
Absolutely. The defensive line was very disappointing, other than Armstrong. I mean, so Armstrong, we talked about in the last couple of weeks, he's usually showing out as the highest rated player, or one of them, right, in the top three on defense.
Yeah.
He was up there. I mean, he was good, but he wasn't as impactful as he's been, and he was the only one that was even showing up on film. I mean, the front four, really disappointing. Payne, in particular, to me, was awful. Effort, terrible. I mean, if you put this film, and I didn't know who this guy was, and he put this film on tape in a preseason because he's trying to make a team, he wouldn't make the roster. I mean, he wouldn't make the roster off of these 42 snaps that he had against the Falcons. And it was, I thought, is he hurt? I was going to ask you, was he on injury report before the game?
Nope.
Did he show up on the injury report after?
Nope.
The effort was crazy. So easily blocked. He's a guy that's supposed to, he should expect to get double teams. That's what happens. You're in the trenches. You're the front line. You get a double team majority of play, but you've got to be stout. Show some effort to get off of it. And other than, what was it, the second play when he, or third play where he had a nice little swim move and he caused the fumble.
Yeah.
That was his only physically dominating play the entire game. He was, I got several notes. Pain just getting mushed. Pain is just getting driven back 8 yards. Pain, where's his effort? Pain, what are you doing? I mean, we could go over all these players. I have time stamped on so you can see. They're just.
Well, it sounds like Payne's going to be in your bottom three on defense. But, you know, it's interesting because I think we talked about this last week or maybe the week before. His biggest issue during his career is his best is as good as it gets. And then it's just not consistent. And then when you get one of those days where he seems borderline disinterested, it can be awful.
Wow. I mean, you hit on exactly. Something was going on with him. Disinterested is a great word because I was watching the film dumbfounded sometimes. Like, I just couldn't get over how this guy Payne, I haven't watched him like you watched him. So I'm expecting the Payne that I've heard about, and, you know, he shows flashes, but this was rough. I mean, watch his play. Go to the Sandersville pick. Let me just tell you this. Go to quarter three, 5:25. That's when the Sandersville picks. Now, first, Sandersville gets really lucky. This is Penix throws a terrible ball here. London is wide open above him.
Right.
So they're very fortunate to get this pick. But watch Payne. This rush is ridiculous. I don't think I've ever seen a D tackle get washed so far out of a pocket.
Yeah, I see it.
Yeah. And now, if you can barely, I mean, he is giving no effort. This guy's just like pushing him like a shopping cart that easy around the mall. And then, now, I mean, I'm reading into this a little bit, but if you just watch the play all the way to the end, he has no care to celebrate with the teammates. You only get a split second of it. But once the play's over and he has no involvement in this, and that was to me telling, like, what's going on with this guy?
Pointing out this play. This is different than his previous words. Maybe something was wrong, perhaps.
Could have been. I mean, it was. So last week he was one of my top three guys.
I know.
You put a different jersey on this dude, I would have never guessed it was Payne watching the Falcons. There's no way.
Yeah.
I mean, he was just, I have 8 or 9 plays that look similar to that where he's just getting abused.
Steve Suter, talking about Daron Payne's performance, also just saying the secondary is going to be the death of this team. And we'll see how it plays out. It's one game. He did, an alarming review and film breakdown of Mariota's game and pointed out 4 or 5 plays that just did not go well. I was very surprised by that. I thought Mariota played well. You can catch the rest of it on my podcast, yesterday's show. Charge next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.